Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So there's this crappy show in America called Keith and the Girls. Trash. And I've made the mistake of being on there twice. Kath's only been on there once.
I've been on it twice. I phoned up, didn't I?
Well, yeah.
When just to save you.
You phoned up. So that's like saying Rainbow George is on the show.
No, they asked me to phone.
No, they didn't.
I was a guest.
No, you weren't a guest, though. That's like saying Rainbow George is a guest. And
no.
We know he isn't. By the way, George left me a nice Facebook message today. I've got no beef with George. People think I've got beef. I've got no beef with him. I'm enjoying the tension. I'm enjoying the combative nature of the show. It's all theatre. It's all a play. Speaking of plays, I'm going to become an actor. I'm jacking this in. I'm going to become an actor. I've got an acting agent. And I have to... What you do is you don't do auditions now as actors. You film yourself doing the acting. And then you send it off to the casting director, and they go, "Oh yeah, this guy's great. He's going to make him in a movie, put him in a movie."
Right.
So I have got to, in the next couple of days, I've got to film what we call in the business, the biz, sides, three sides.
Okay.
That's what we call three sides.
Why is it called a side?
Sorry.
Why is it called that and not a scene?
Well, it's just what it's called.
Do you know why?
So I've got to do that. So I've got to film that. So tonight, later on, if you're lucky, dear listener, and there's two things. You've got to be, A, you've got to be lucky, and B, we've got to have really, really run out of material, you know, by about like 25 minutes before, you might get to hear me rehearsing acting.
Will you need someone to play off?
Hmm?
Because I think I could...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is how I'm
Sam,
get
would you be able to help? Would you be able to help with the acting I'm going to be doing later on?
Yeah, of course.
Nice one, man. Thank you. So that's going to be fun. Right, but they're these scumbags in America, Keith and Hemdan. I've been a guest on their show twice. Kath was a guest on their show once by accident. It's only because she rocked up with me and they mistakenly left two seats out, so she sat in one and they were too embarrassed to tell her to move.
They totally like me better.
And then I was a guest on my own. Solo, because they said, come back and come back.
And they called me.
Come back and ditch the dead weight. The ladies. John in Highbury, you're never getting on the show again, you muppet. So I was on there and I thought we were like friends and stuff like that. And I gave them money towards their pledge drive and stuff.
I've got their mobile phone numbers. Sorry.
Tell me what they did. They had an award ceremony.
Yeah, they had an award ceremony and it was a kind of rundown of the year, best bits of the year. And they had nominees for various things like best drunk person. And that was won by a man who rings up at 2 o'clock in the morning and leaves messages for Hemda. Actually, for Keith, talking about how what he'd like to do to Hemda. And so he won that. And then there was one for, I don't know, Best Newcomer or whatever, which you, of course, couldn't win because you went there the year before.
Yep.
And then there was one for Silent Movie Trailers, which is a game they play on Facebook after each of their shows goes out. And Hemda's not very good at films and she has to describe what she's seeing. And Keith sees every film in the world because he's got one of those like movie passes. And so it was him versus you.
Movie pass. I mean, what a sad sack.
USA versus the UK.
And I won. And then I should have won an award for best, like, guest.
But someone else won it. They thought someone else was better at it.
So screw those a-holes. Never going to go on their show again. Let's phone America. Okay, right. Hover the dump button because I'm phoning Keith.
Hi, thanks for the call. Leave a number or a message. I'll get right back to you. Bye.
Hey, Keith, buddy. It's your old buddy Sal from Sal's Diner. I just want to say, I think you're the biggest piece of trash ever. You're a dickweed and you're an a-hole and you're a butt munch. And I just think that you suck. And I hope that some really bad stuff happens to you, man. Because you're an a-hole. And I hate you, man. I hate you so much right now. What's the song? Oh,
Ian, how's he going to know to call you back?
He won't. He's just going to think it's a random.
Oh, just abuse.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Now I dare you to try that crap with Hemda.
I've not got a problem with that. Right, got a problem. Their crappy show, which you should never listen to, and this isn't me even doing reverse psychology, this is me doing psychology. It's Keith and the Girl. So if that pops up in your feed as recommended, then...
It's my actual favourite.
Disrecommend it. My favourite is the Chris Warburton podcast, but he's not coming on the show tonight because Nikki Campbell has got kidney stones. Okay, hey, is that Hemda?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Sal from Sal's Diner, downtown New York City. How you doing, baby?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Hemda. I'm doing great. Been loving the Keith and the Girl podcast recently. Great stuff, man. I got one problem about your podcasts.
Okay.
Right? My good buddy from the United Kingdom, Ian Lee, should have won that crappy competition that you're doing, and I hear that he didn't. He came a runner up. What the hell is this? This is bullshit.
Oh, I know. I think we should murder Mateo, who got, honestly, just maybe two dozen more views.
Well,
I think he didn't earn
him. I got a surprise for you. This is Ian Lee. You're on the radio, sure. So you don't you dare swear. Catherine is here, and Catherine is as angry with you as I'm fuming.
I'm not. I can completely see why you chose Mateo.
Shut
He's wonderful.
Up, man. You're supposed to be. We're a team. Keith will be backing her up. She'll be backing Keith up. You back me up.
What? You said I was a hanger-on.
What the hell happened, Hemda? Why the hell did I not win? What is this? My dreams have been dashed again by you.
I know. I was really mad, too. I really think that you should come back and maybe have Cass with you. I think you'd do
yes!
a better job.
Yes!
Well,
yes!
Okay. Here's okay. I'm
completely up for that.
Okay, fine. Well, you can pay for it this time, then. Fine. okay. I'm going to be honest. I was disappointed, and Kath thought it was funny. Kath came in going, "Oh, you didn't win the thing." I was like, "Oh yeah, thanks for telling me like that."
Yeah, but you got a mention. That's nice, isn't it?
No, a mention's nothing.
Yeah.
As we know from watching that cat competition documentary on Netflix, no one remembers second.
Oh yeah.
No one remembers second. They remember first. What? No one remembers second.
What was that white cat called? Bobby.
There we go. You
He's
see.
No ooh la la.
How are you guys?
But can I tell you, you are the number one Brooklyn accent guy in my heart.
Yes. In the Kemda Hart Awards. My Brooklyn accent. Can I ask you, right? Because you do live in America. I think you are American, actually. That was a really good accent for the character I'm working on called Sal from Sal's Diner. You bought that, didn't you?
Totally, you could hear it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't believe when I get a call like that. It's just like, oh my god, a call from Brooklyn and I'm in Queens. Is it Queens?
Is that Keith? Is Keith in the background?
Yes,
oh. What a dick.
This is Keith, honestly. This is Keith, I'm over here.
I can't wait for Hemda to go solo because that guy is, I got no idea what his guy does.
Never.
Sorry?
He's just trying to compete with your accent, but honestly, you are a native through and through.
Thank you. Thank you so much, indeed. How's your... I've just told all of my listeners to stop listening to your show, so there's going to be a huge boycott of your online...
Yeah, you'll notice a huge dip in the figures from the United Kingdom, and it's all Ian's fault.
Yeah, because I'm very powerful, as you know. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Lot of TV shows that have kind of dried up recently, yeah. But that's fine. That's because the big one's coming. The big one is coming!
Of course it is.
I'm so glad. I've been wanting to stop podcasting, so thanks for giving me an excuse.
Can I ask? I need to ask Keith what his opinion is on the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, please.
You know, it's horrid. It's horrible. It's a non-story. It's flat out lies. They did not break up before that concert. He was diagnosed with AIDS after the concert. They just make things up, and I don't know why they didn't make him fly, because who cares?
Here we go. This is the first time we're going to agree on a film. I didn't even get that far in the film. I had to turn off my... I had to walk out of the cinema. I was in a cinema, obviously. It's not available to watch at home yet. Because it was so boring. But here's the thing that it was just dull. It was a really, really dull, crappy film about, let's be honest, an average band.
Whoa! Oh! Oh! Peace of God!
He's just gone off.
Which bit of that statement do you disagree? Which bit of those facts do you disagree with, Trump's America?
Oh my God!
The band—they're one of the top 10 bands in the world. It's to make a movie so offensive, it should be criminal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, guys. I think you suck. I didn't actually give you permission.
It's Jumanji.
Jumanji is a great film. The remake of Jumanji is a great film. Keith is an idiot. Listen, I did not give you permission to use me in your competition. If you're putting me forward for any more awards, which I'm sure you probably will because I'm great, please could you get permission from me first to use my likeness, okay?
You have a likeness?
Right, go away. Go away. It's too loose.
Anybody likeness you.
Go away. Go away. Goodbye. Losers.
I actually love them.
Scumbags.
Keith introduced a word to my vocabulary last month that I am just itching to use on air, but...
Oh, yeah.
Shitbirds!
Wowzers!
He also says things are vomitous.
Oh, my God. It's a strange experience being on the show. It is fun being on the show. They've got this incredible setup, miles from anywhere. Although, we got a cab there when you and I went. It took like an hour and a half.
Astoria.
It took an hour and a half, and it was about $150. I got the train there. It took me 12 minutes from...
What?
So 12 minutes from Times Square.
So that cabbie, what was going on there?
Bridges. It's Bridges. It's because it's on a different island. Ah. So it's Bridges. And also, he didn't know where he was going. But the train just goes, it's like 12 stops. 12 stops.
Insane.
Yeah, and then you walk out and it's like, oh, and I had a nice little diner and it was around the corner.
Because when
there.
We went, it took ages, like you say, and we were also... We got there really early because we thought it was going to take ages.
Yeah.
It was a really hot, sweaty day.
Horrible,
we turned up
it?
Looking like a couple. I mean, we really let the country down, to be honest.
We did. And that will never happen.
I love them, though. Keith and the Girl.
CJ says, Queen are the best band in the world. Well, that is obviously not true. They did four good songs. The film is great. And Jumanji is not a remake. It's a sequel.
Oh,
is he drinking again? What the hell is going on with these guys? 03 4. We'll just take this. I'm taking a few calls straight to air just to try and get the vibe up and running. Good evening, Line One. You're on the wireless.
Hiya, Ian. It's Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hello.
You're right, Tracy.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
All right. Do you remember when Michael Barrymore used to say all white?
What?
All white up the back.
Yeah.
You're white up the back? Oh, my God.
That was what?
Was that loaded with innuendo, or am I...
I hope not.
Okay.
I don't think back then that was a thing, was it?
I don't think he was... anyway, let's move away from that. Hello, who's that who just farted?
I don't know who farted.
It was me. It was that guy in the background. I just heard him drop something. And it sounded like his guts. Anyway, Tracy, what can we do for you?
Right, I'm just replying to your what you said about Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a load of crap.
But what's the name of the film, sorry?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, yeah, it's a load of crap. Yes, you phoned in to agree.
No, I don't agree. Disagree completely.
What do you mean? What you saying you like it?
I did like it. I did like the film, but I must admit, Ian, that it was...
Boring?
What they told... No, it wasn't boring. but they told the story completely wrong. I mean, it was completely wrong what they said about him with AIDS, blah, 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 and everything. I think it was completely wrong.
Well, the whole thing was made up.
I watched a documentary of Freddie Mercury, yes, and it was completely wrong.
Yeah, the whole thing was made up. But
how can you say it was boring? It wasn't boring. It wasn't boring at all.
I stopped an hour and 15 minutes into it. I paused. I looked at my watch. And I saw that there was only halfway through the film, and I thought, I've had enough of this. And I left the cinema to go upstairs to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you say that?
Because it was boring. It was boring.
No,
it was so dull.
Boring at all. Ian, what's up with you? How can you say it was boring? It wasn't boring. He's a legend. Freddie Mercury's
Freddie's great, but I hate to break it to you. He had nothing to do with that movie.
Exactly. You think he's dead? That's true. He was dead.
Can I try something with you?
Right, go on then.
You see how big a Freddie Mercury fan you are, okay? You ready?
Right, yeah. Go on then.
Dale!
Dale!
Diddy Dale, Dale, Dodo, Dale!
Dale!
Dale,
Dale,
Dale, Dale, Dale, Dale.
Uh-oh.
There we go. She's a big fan. She's a big Freddie Mercury fan. She knows all the words to his songs. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Could you fulfil one of my lists on the bucket list? There's something off my bucket list. It's the last one. I'll say thanks in advance. Could you? I've never been cut off a radio show. Could you do that for me?
What do you want me to do?
Cut me off a radio show.
I'm not going to do that. Get lost, idiot. Hang on. What? Oh, balls.
Played right into his hands.
Ah, get him to call back and I won't cut him off. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
You could be dreaming and meeting each other in a dream.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Well, as I left my house today, and I had to go and put something in the bin, and I'm so glad I did because a miracle happened.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like, you know, the second coming, that's not when Jesus came back from the dead, is it? That's when he comes back again next time.
Next time, yeah.
Okay, right. By the way, if you tuned in to listen to Chris Warburton, tune in for that, and his excellent podcast, Wake Up to Waco. Is that what it was called?
No, End of Days.
End of Days, but it should have been called Wake Up to Waco.
Which I crammed today thinking it's going to be on.
Yeah.
At least I can do is listen to his podcast. Excellent, by the way.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It is good, isn't it?
Yep.
It's about the British, 29 British people that went over to Waco. It's really well done. You've paid for it, license fee, BBC license.
Might as well listen.
You paid for it. They flew him over to Texas, you know, hog heaven. Well, he's not coming on tonight, so screw that guy.
Because of Nicky Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nicky Campbell's got kidney stones, and so he's having to cover Nicky. Anyway, so he's not coming on. He is going to come on next week at some point. Next week as well, we've also got Jim Bob, formerly of Carter USM. And I got in touch with Jake Shillingford from My Life Story about getting sorting out another day because he couldn't do last week. Oh, there's been me talking about this for ages. So Pledge... oh, hang on a second. Hello, yes, line one. We'll take calls straight to air until at least 11 o'clock, I think, tonight. Yes, line one.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening,
Kath.
Hello.
Good nabbin.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I didn't like the end when they recreated Live Aid.
Okay. If you ask spoiler me, alert, guys. Spoiler. Better. Spoiler alert.
I think everyone
alert.
Knows that.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. But it would have been much better if they'd actually used actual footage rather than...
Well, this is what I don't... I didn't get that far. But, yeah, they basically replay the whole Live Aid concert, their bit, which is like 25 minutes, I think. But it's the real Queen vocals. Is that right?
Yeah.
But, I kind of think, why didn't they just show Live Aid? What's the point of that?
They could have morphed the image of Freddie into, like, you know, done some kind of camera trickery.
Or what they could do, this would be a project worthy of doing, and I would donate to a crowdfunder for this, recreate the whole of Live Aid with tribute acts. I would watch that. Wouldn't you watch that, Simon?
Should you be going to get people like Cheryl Cole and the Spice Girls?
No.
Were they there then?
No.
Do you know what a tribute act is?
Idiot. That was harsh of me. Sorry, I got stepped in. You get Status 2 and...
I see. I beg your pardon.
And Drill Collins.
Drill Collins. Oh, that sounds good.
That's what I'd like to watch.
I would like to watch that.
Have you seen the Spirit Box videos on YouTube of Freddie Mercury being interviewed in spirit?
No, I've not seen those.
Well, there you go. You into YouTube, Freddie Mercury Spirit Box. There's your homework.
Okay, thanks a lot.
What is your message for your fans, Freddie?
Here it is. This guy called... Freddie Mercury's spirit speaks. Hear his message from the portal. It's by a guy called Steve Huff. He's had 500,000 views, so it must be real. It starts off at this point, so let's have a little look.
What is your message for your fans, Freddie? I love you. On November...
It's EVP, electronic voice phenomenon. So what it came up with there was, feel guilty... I love him.
I mean, that was Freddie's overriding message, wasn't it? Guilt.
Also, was that his voice?
No.
Why am I even asking that question? Let's carry on with this guy.
24th, 1991. Freddie Mercury, lead singer of Queen, passed away from bronchial pneumonia, which was a result of complications from AIDS. Freddie Mercury was well-loved. As a matter of fact, growing up, I owned Queen albums, and who can forget the anthems that we all know and love? We Will Rock You, Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions. Okay. They
get
have
to the bit
a
where,
vast
get the bit where he talks to the dead man.
That has not only touched my heart and soul, to the channel each and every...
Hang on a minute. Who is sitting and watching this crap?
Check out just my...
Well, Simon, for a start.
Simon loves it.
Very well. It saddened me. It kind of shocked me. And I feel that a lot of us who love...
Oh, shut up. Here we go.
Thank you. Ed, who do you work for?
Ed.
For you, I heard.
You're brave.
I am brave. I'm not afraid. Mikey.
That's absolute rubbish. I mean, what? Hello, Line One. You're on the wireless.
Ah, oh, Brian. Okay, it's Paul Innocent here.
Yes, man. Britain's leading man, Paul Innocent, the greatest. our greatest. The next James Bond, I predict.
Well, you know, if you're talking about 007, yes, well, while she's born.
I would suggest if you go up for the Bond audition, don't do a Sean Connery impression. Own it, Paul. Make it your own.
Well, in that case, I'll turn up and just say it's Bond, James Bond. They call me 007.
Paul, I've got some sides here, because I have to tape some audition pieces to give to my new acting agent.
Right.
And do you tape yourself? Self tape?
I can do self tape. Yeah, I do self tape sometimes.
Have you got any tips for me? Because I'm a newbie at this.
You're a newbie at the acting thing. Well, the first thing to do is, if you're going to articulate, basically, you never articulate the word until you feel it within your solar plexus.
Now, my solar plexus? Is that my bum hole?
No.
Where is my solar plexus?
On the contrary, my friend, your solar plexus is the centre of feeling as a human being, which is just above your navel, internally, obviously.
Internally, until
you feel it's real... give yourself a big yawn. Yawn before you actually articulate, because that'll colour the voice as well. You give yourself a yawn so that the maximum space is in your mouth.
You're supposed to yawn before every line, because I've not seen them do that in movies.
No,
or maybe
the contrary,
they cut. They cut just after the yawn into it.
No. On the contrary, you yawn for a few times before you actually do the audition, so it opens the back of the throat up. And then when you're actually ready to articulate those lines, you never utter a word until you actually feel the actual word inside of you.
Okay.
If you don't feel it's real and you don't believe in the word you're saying, it won't come across as being real.
Here's the thing, Paul. I want to do these scenes with you tonight, Paul. How the hell am I going to get this script to you tonight?
Well, you can send it to me at paulinnocent29@hotmail.com.
Are you an idiot? You're sending another actor your lines. You know what's going to happen? He's going to send his own tape in.
No, he's going to get the part. I won't do that, because I've just written a two-hour feature film, an American feature film. I'm trying to get that off the ground.
That's exactly what a duplicitous actor would say.
Sorry? Wow. You disgust me.
I've got a cheap American feature film, a two-hour feature film I've just written called A Shot of Passion.
Ooh.
So I'm in the midst of doing that.
Is it a porno?
No. There's no porn. It's just a thriller. It's about infidelity.
Okay.
And the repercussions are pretty bad, you know.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's an interesting plot anyway.
Right, I'm sending you some of my sides. Hang on a minute. I mean, you have just given your email address out on air, which is probably not the greatest thing. Right.
That doesn't matter as far as I'm concerned, because, I mean, they've got it on the Facebook anyway. Anybody can get hold of me via that thing. I've got two or three email addresses.
Right, hang on a minute. I'm going to... Hang on a minute. I'm just deleting anything that might mention stuff. Right, hang on a minute. So, recipients. Don't say it, but it's Paul... Innocent. We're going to do a little scene together. This is going to be awesome. Right, I've sent it to you.
Okay,
sent it to you now. Have you got it?
Let me open my laptop, because I'm trying to...
I tell you what, we're going to have a break. You open your lappy, and we're going to come back. We're acting masterclass. This is inside Paul Innocent's studio with special guest Ian Lee.
This sounds fantastic to me.
You're the master. You're the master, I'm the student. You're the sensei, I'm the little karate guy. All right, Paul, stay there. This is Talk Radio. This is
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
So I'm on various local Facebook groups, you know, like local villages and stuff, and it's good for finding out about, you know, I'll just say cleaners, I haven't got a cleaner, but you know, you can go on and ask stuff. So I found my decorator and the guy that did my boiler, and there's a post here: has anyone lost a black and white cat? Unfortunately found dead. Now it's I mean,
you don't realize you've actually lost it.
Okay, we're gonna have a little acting workshop here. Anyone else, by the way, if you're listening, you want to take part, we're taking calls straight to air for a bit. Why the hell not? Nice gentle Tuesday vibe. 0344 499 1000. Paul, are you there?
I'm here, mate. I've just got your email. Wild Bill, episode 3, pre-shooting draft. Is that right?
That is it. We're going to do scene 64.
Let's have a look. Okay, Jesuit House Day 5.
I'm Jesuit, and you're Bill.
Okay. When you ready?
Should we do it?
That's what you wanted, isn't it?
This is what we're going to do.
Do you want to yawn first and do all the stuff? What do you want to do first? That's it.
I want honest feedback from Catherine Boyle, please. Okay.
Well, the Mancunian next year, the Manchester one. It's not too far out of way.
Aye, that's the one. That's the one. The Manchester one. Groovy train. Aye. Soup bass player in the Soup Dragons. Aye.
I think we're going towards. I thought we were going towards Liverpool.
And your suggestion was don't speak until you feel it in your bum, in your solar plexus.
Your solar plexus. That's okay. Right. That's right. Above your navel. Nothing to do with your bum hole, mate. I can do it now.
Let's do it. Do you want to do? Can you do the directions as well, please?
Okay. Yeah, I can. You want me to read those as well?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the scene.
Right. Here we go then.
Welcome to the
in
magic
the hallway.
Of.
You ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Okay. In the hallway, a large wooden board, names engraved.
I'm not feeling it in my solar plexus yet. I'm just waiting for it to build. Is it a build-up?
I gathered that. The pause is a bit too much for radio.
Was that too much? Was that pause too much, Paul? You're the professional. Was that pause too much?
Yeah, that was. I mean, the way to look at it is, basically, you've got... Your thoughts are basically like a fence. Now, there's such a script. When somebody reads a script, it's either flat, basically, like it's on the floor, or it's standing up on like a fence. The flat ones have no depth. The ones that stand up like a fence are the ones that were actually putting out the motion and things. Because you're projecting, even though you don't know you are.
Okay.
You're projecting to the audience.
Yeah.
They've got to pick up on it.
Okay, all right.
So now we know what the direction is. Before I read to you, in the hallway, a large wooden board, so, you're already thinking from the past, linking that thought to what's about to come.
Okay.
So it doesn't come out flat, mate. You know?
All right, here we go. It's going to come out rounded. And textured.
I'll do the direction again.
Hang on a second. Someone, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello there. Who is this, please?
Yes, it's Katya. I hear we can do some acting. That's why I'm calling.
Yes. I'm surprised you're still in the country. Oh. Yes, you can.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. But Paul Innocent and I are just doing a little scene.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah. So, well, have you got a copy of the script there?
Not really. When are you going to send it to me?
Well, it's kind of a two-hander.
Okay. What? Is it rude? Is it rude?
Sorry?
Is it rude? Rude?
No, it's not rude.
She only does rude these days.
She only does rude. Hang on, there's someone else there. Who else is there, please, caller? Hello?
Hi, Sam.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Ian.
Paul, I'll be with you in a second. We seem to have been hijacked by idiots.
No, I'm just going as normal. Went to see someone, but I'll get put straight through.
And you didn't get that.
You didn't download the app yet, then?
Well, I was having a power nap at 9 o'clock, and I just got up, so I'm going to catch up.
You had tomato ketchup? Hello? Hello?
Alan?
Hello?
Alan?
Hello? Okay.
Alan?
Okay, Paul?
Hello. Yeah, no, I'm here. You're talking to me. I'm still here.
Okay, right. Well, Katya, listen. Paul and I are going to do a scene. Maybe you could be the sound FX girl.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Mm. All right, Paul, let's do it. Let's do this scene.
Right, OK, I'm going to read the direction again. And remember, to think about the line, you already know your thought on that line. So while I'm doing the direction, have your mind running through, have that running through your mind. And once I finish the direction, then you can come straight in.
OK.
On the end of your... all right. OK, here we go.
Hang on. Who's that?
Me.
What?
Andre.
Oh, jeez.
I've got a lovely tune here ready on me lappy.
The thing is, we're trying to...
Are you interested?
Not really, mate. We're doing a little bit of acting.
Oh, so I'll sing the song later on me lappy?
Well, I mean...
It's a Frank Sinatra song I've never sung before, and it's a good one.
Is it Mac the Knife? Can we get on with this?
Okay, so what do you mean,
Have a quick listen.
Sorry?
Stormy weather.
Okay.
Blimey. The by the sound of this, isn't it?
Okay. God. Well, Katya, can you do the... Actually, it could be raining, couldn't it? Can you do the sound of rain, Katya?
Softer than that.
It's like nuclear war.
A storm behind it.
Yeah, not good. Maybe just a gentle... Could you do a gentle shower for us? Hey, Katya, remind me, what noise does a cockerel make in Belgium?
Cockerico. Cockerico.
Cockerico, right? That's what it makes over there. What bird goes cocky cock cock?
Cookie cock cock. That's in Japan.
Oh, that's Japan. Okay, fine. What noise do you do for guns over there? Because over here we do. Pew, pew, pew for a pistol, and a machine gun is.
Okay, so a gun is. Pong!
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 Pong! Pong!
And can you remind us what an ambulance says in Belgium?
It's. Pampon?
This is. Wow!
Pampon!
Pampon? Pampon, pampon?
Pampon, pampon?
Sorry?
Pom 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 pom.
Flipping it. What?
Pom 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 pom.
So what about the scene now? Because I want to do the noises.
Okay, can we have very, 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 very quietly in the background, can we have an ambulance passing by, please?
Okay.
In Belgium, Caddick.
What are you doing back on, Caddick?
What?
Right. But why is it not the same rhythm? Because it's everything.
It sounds a lot like a clown car to me. Like a.
I don't know. Hang on, who's this?
Hello, it's Will. I could do a metronome to keep you all in rhythm.
Yeah, because if you listen carefully in theatres, you can hear the metronome going. Go on then.
This is more of a rehearsal.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
Here we go. We lost Paul. We've lost Paul. Paul Innocent has had enough.
I think he thinks this isn't a serious audition.
Paul, who's this?
You need the sound of rain.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Well, that's disgusting. Right. Well, Katya, you've scared off Paul Innocent, the next James Bond.
Sorry. Oh my God. Sorry.
Hang
sorry,
on.
Paul.
Hang on. Paul, is that you?
Woo! 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 Woo!
Groovy times are here again. But a Clash, nice one.
Okay.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.